It was 12 years ago that the Argentinian tenor José Cura made his debut at the Royal Opera House Covent Garden as the lead in Verdi's once-lost opera, Stefanio. Cura's performance as the Protestant pastor whose wife is cheating on him won him great reviews back in 1995 and helped to establish the man, once called the sex symbol of opera, as a serious player. Backstage at Covent Garden this week, I asked José Cura if it was good to be back not only in a familiar role, but one also in familiar surroundings.
It is, yes. It was such an absolute different situation at the time, because to begin with, the house was the old house, was the old Covent Garden. So the whole atmosphere was completely different. Not that now is better or worse. That's not the point. It's just different. At the time was more, was even more, I'm going to say a blasphemy. No, maybe they will not like it, but it was more like an Italian house. And there was that kind of messy feeling of a house that that was getting old for the business, that gave some risk also to the work. Now the house is such a perfect machine that risk is not there anymore. On the contrary, of course, we take advantage of every second of the work because we don't lose time. We just go to the point, and the level of professionalism, I think, it's today the best in all over the world here. So in that sense, it's a different feeling. Of course, it's a different feeling also because Stefanio in 1995 was my first absolute international big success, because up to that moment, I was only singing in Italy. That was my first big appointment with a number one theater, with a theater that every time you sing in, the newspapers pay attention, the media pay attention. It is not only about the quality of the place, but it's also that the place, every time, it's like Metropolitan. Every time you do something, the people in the world knows that you are doing something. So that's good, and that's dangerous also, because if you're doing it good, everybody knows it, and if you're doing it bad, everybody knows it too. That's a dangerous thing that in 1995 was tricky, because I was completely immature, full of fire and hope and everything. I was reading, just for fun before coming, some of my reviews of the time, and they're so nice, because some people speak about a raging bull, and some other people speak about a chunk of Argentinian beef and things like that. It was a funny way of describing a potential bunch of energy that was yet to become a professional.
Such a lot has happened in your career and to yourself since that production in 1995, and I wondered whether or not you were approaching the role any differently.
Of course, yes. To make you understand, I used to use in the last days a very clear picture. In 1995, to look older, they painted my hair in white and my beard in white. And today they don't need to do it anymore. So apart from the joke, that makes you understand immediately which is the difference. One thing is to pretend to be somebody of 40 plus near 50 when you are 30, and one other thing is to be somebody of 40 plus near 50 and be portraying somebody of more or less your age. That means you understand also that you fully understand the psychology, and you're not only guessing the psychology of the character. Apart from the fact that, thank God, I have not such a drama in my personal life. But that's another thing.
Can you tell us something, José, about this extraordinary opera, Stefanio?
Stefanio is not a poppy opera in the sense of having the great tunes and those stand-and-deliver moments that almost everybody is, after so many years, or nearly in the 2010, still waiting the opera to be. Stand and deliver and shout, and the longer the better, and the louder the better. In Stefanio, there's not such a thing. There are many loud moments, but the whole thing happens in a completely different way. The music it's really in the service of the text, more like an actual play, like an actual drama with music, with only two or three little moments where the whole thing really stops for a second, as I say, for the picture, but then carries on again. It's not like your average romantic opera, where every three pages you have your stand and deliver aria with corresponding cabaletta, high note, applause, stop, and restart. Stefanio is different. So maybe because of that, it's not going to become your everyday piece, and also because the to cast it is very difficult. Mainly the part of the tenor, as the tenor is in Stifelio, is as, if not more, challenging, vocally talking, than Otello itself.
How demanding a singing part is it, Stifelio?
It's enormously demanding, because mainly because Verdi was yet not the ultra-mature composer he was at the time of Otello. Therefore, he was experimenting many of his ideas, many of his using the music to obtain a determinative psychological result without yet mastering the process as he did when the time of Otello or Don Carlo or such masterpieces came. So what happens is that you find yourself many times in the opera singing in an extremely exposed situation without being really protected by the way it is written, by the orchestration, by almost nothing. You're just there yourself, the notes, the text, and God. And in that sense, it's very difficult. That's why it's much more difficult than Otello, where you have vocal challenges, but you're always being supported by the mastery in writing, not only the vocal line, but also the orchestration and the harmonization and everything that goes together to make your life not easy, but less difficult.
José Cura, and he stars in Verdi's Stifelio at the Royal Opera House Covent Garden from the 20th of April.